action.
Welcome to the Famous Facts Podcast. I'm Liam, and I'm here with Henry and Katie, and we're here to bring you the news. Today we're taking a deep dive into some of the most famous robberies.
And I'm pretty sure we've got a surprise case at the end. Something about pistachios.
I like pistachios. Pistachios are good.
One of my questions before we begin is, why are we here? Like, why are we over here talking about these famous robberies?
I think it's mainly just because it's interesting to see what happened, what it takes to pull off such a great heist, and how the people were caught.
Alright, so let's jump into our first case. I believe this is the Great Train Robbery, and I believe this one was placed in the UK.
I do think you're correct, and to be more specific, on a train, as hinted in the title.
Yes, and I think we should address how much money was actually stolen. It was £2,600,000, mostly in banknotes, and that's a lot of money.
And this one was on August 8th, 1963. Do we know anything about the identity of the robbers?
Not right away. There were 15 of them, disguised with ski masks, helmets, and gloves to cover up their fingerprints. Although one of them was a well enough known burglar, Bruce Reynolds.
Yes, and he had a bad childhood. His father had married someone who didn't care about him, had no interest in him, and later he had to take refuge from World War II, which probably led him to crime. And do you know how they got on the train?
They turned off a green track signal and then turned it into a red signal. I found this on Britannica if you want to check it out yourself. And then the train's fireman went to check it out and was captured. The robbers then took 120 mail bags and took them to their hideaway. Six of the burglars were asked to burn down the hideout, but they did such a bad job that the police were able to find fingerprints and arrest 12 of the thieves.
Bonnie Biggs, one of the criminals, escaped from prisons and had to have plastic surgery for his face, and then he fled to Paris, Australia, and Brazil. He did not return to Britain, though. And was caught. Okay, that pretty much sums up the Great Train Robbery. And next is the Great Brinks Robbery.
This one was on January 15th, 1950. The FBI's official website tells us the robbers stole about $1.2 million in cash and $1,557,183.83 in checks and money orders. To pull this stunt off, the robbers concealed their faces with rubber masks and wore gloves, caps, and rubber-soled shoes to conceal their footsteps. Nobody really knows much more than that, except they tied and gagged the employees, and that's pretty much it.
Well, that sounds like it was straight out from a Mission Impossible movie, but that was also pretty short.
Agreed. And it brings us to the Gardner Museum heist, which was in 1990, where 13 pieces of artwork were stolen. The criminals were two men dressed in police uniforms. They were able to steal the art due to a lack of security. They easily overpowered the two night guards, duct taping them to a pipe in the museum basement.
The heist only lasted 81 minutes, and the art is valued over $500,000 today. They got inside with their fake uniforms and disabled security cameras as well. The thieves likely succeeded due to luck and lax security.
Surprisingly, they didn't touch the most expensive piece of artwork.
That is actually pretty interesting.
Why do you think they did that?
It may have been in a mockery, is my guess, but otherwise nobody really knows.
Okay, wait just a minute. I have a joke about a robbery.
Okay, I'm ready.
Have you heard of the robbery at the donut store? I heard the robbers left with buns glazing.
That was actually a good one. And then next is the Great Pistachio Theft, which actually happened this year in Northern California.
Oh, wow.
A trucking company that shipped nuts around the country was robbed, and the robber was a trucker who drove for the nut company.
I think he stole 40,000 pounds of pistachios, which I don't know why he would do that.
Well, probably to go and sell them.
Yeah, that's fair. And the robber had taken a truck full of these nuts and started putting them into smaller bags to sell them. And
knew it!
Yep, okay. They caught him on surveillance camera, so, and he was charged with grand theft.
Wow.
One time I was in Hawaii, and the people above us in the hotel were really loud, and it sounded like someone was in our room. Eventually, they opened their refrigerator door and started freaking out because it sounded like it was our refrigerator door. I barely got any sleep that night because of the incident and the fact that our flight landed about 10 p.m. Hawaii time. Eventually, we figured out it was our neighbors, but it was still horrifying.
That is a very interesting story.
That would be pretty scary. Me.
In a summary, basically just famous robberies happening all over the world. Some of them are carefully planned, and some are just random stunts. And I think this should be a lesson about how easy it can be to steal some pretty important things.
And if we put this much thought as the robbers did into this robbery, I think our society would be more advanced than it is now.
Also, you shouldn't be scared about a robbery taking place in your house because nowadays they have better security systems. And as you know, that most of them has been taken in 1950s and 1960s.
Except for that pistachio.
Yeah, but that was a truck on a highway, which is pretty hard to rob. And he went to jail, so that won't happen again, hopefully. Okay, so to sum it up, robberies are not good, and they have taken place all over the world, and whenever, and wherever, and they have
See you next time.